Okay, today's daf is Yuma Daf Samach. Yuma Daf Samach. And we have the discussion in the Mishnah, Daf Samach Amar Aleph, about the order of the avodos, and if the order gets messed up somehow. Right? We know the dam of the par, the dam of the blood of the cow, has to be Nizrak before the dam of the Seir. What happens if the Kohen messed up? What if the Kohen Gadol, even though he's been practicing this for a week, and he's gone through everything, and he's been trained, but what happens if there was a mistake? Maybe it wasn't even his fault, maybe somebody else. Something happened. The bloods got mixed up. So says the Mishnah, Hiktim dam ha-se'ir la dam ha-par. So the dam of the se'ir got sprinkled before the dam of the par. So what do? Yachzer v'yazem dam ha-se'ir li'achar dam ha-par. So you did the dam ha-se'ir first and then the dam ha-par. So you have to do the dam of the se'ir again. You have to just sprinkle the blood of the goat again so that it comes out, because the blood of the cow has to be done before the blood of the goat. So if you did it in the opposite order, so then just sprinkle the blood of the goat again, then it comes out that the dam of the par was done before the dam of the seir. It's interesting. We're going to relate to a sugya right now, but just to note, at the moment that you did the dam of the par, it was after the dam of the seir. Only after you do the dam of the seir does it then become, oh, now you did it in the proper way. So that's good enough though. The Mishnah does not say that you have to do a separate set to start again. You could just do the dam of the seir afterwards, once you've done the dam of the par. So what does that have to do with us? So there is a mechilta. We're going to talk today about the concept of kisidron. Kisidron, what does that mean? There is a halacha by tefillin and mezuzah that they have to be written in order. I can't write it backwards. I can't even add in a word that I missed by mezuzah and tefillin. It has to be written kisidron in order. That's the mechilta, and that's the Rambam quotes this. I got a number of nafkaminas, but just as an example, in Hilchas Tefillin, Perek Aleph Halacha Tezayin, says the Rambam, Shachal Lichtov Es Hashem, what if I forgot to write a shame, Tola Oso Bein Ashtus, Aval Mixes Hashem, I could add it in, hang it, literally. Aval Mixes Hashem, Beshito Mixaso, Betalui Pasol, Ubishara Tevos, Imshacha Chosev Mixas Hatevo, Beshito Mixaso, Lamala, it talks all about when you're allowed to add in, like, a word that was forgotten, or like an arrow, put it in the margin. So, say that, all the different halachas. Bamed dvarim amurim b'sefer Torah. When are you all allowed to add in if a word was missing, if a word was, you have to fix something by a sefer Torah? Aval b'mezuzos v'tfilin ein tolen bahen afilo osachas. Not even a letter could you stick in afterwards. Why? Says the Kesef Mishnah, quoting the Yerushalmi, and quoting the Mechilta, V'atam Yishum Dahavi Shalo Kisidron. Because then it would be out of order. It says, V'hayu Bahava Yaso. It has to be like this. And therefore the mezuzah, right, the two parshas of mezuzah, the four parshas of tefillin, have to be written Kisidron. V'yamrina B'mechilta Kasvan Shalo Kisidron Yiganzu. It has to be Nignas, right, has to be put away. Ve'ena machalik ben parshios uvein tevos la'osios. And there's no chilik between parshios or letters, meaning the parshios have to be in order too. There's a discussion about putting the parshios in the batim, but that is the Rambam. This is what the Shulchan Aruch says. The Shulchan Aruch says in Aruch Chaim, Lamed Beis Chav Gimel, says the, again, Lamed Beis is that long simen about ksivas ha-tfilin, long siddur about ksivas ha-tfilin, 52 different se'ifim. Right, the Shulchan Aruch starts off, mitzvah tfilin sheyichtov arba parshios, kadosh likol bachar ad lemoadav, v'haygiv yach ad ki b'chozek yad, parsha shmad v'sharbecha, parsha zvayim shavua ad ala aretz. Right, the mitzvah to write the four parshios ha-tfilin, sif alev, v'zorch l'chasvam b'seder hazeh, and the Ramah says, and you have to write them in this order. Right, let's say the razeh, lichtov tchila hakodemes batorah, v'imshina pasol. You have to write it in this order, and if you're mishana, it is pasol. Mishnah Brura, lakasvam kol haparshias beina shel yad beimi shel rosh, b'sei the razeh dichsiv. Mishnah Brura, v'hayu hadvarim kava baba yason yiyu. V'kol shekain lizar b'tam zeh sheyakol parsha uparsha gufa nechteves kesidra. Within each parsha, right, in Shema, I have to write Shema proper. I can't write Shema Yisrael and then skip to Hashem Echad and then go back to Hashem Elokeinu. Each parsha within the parsha has to be written in order. And the Ramah is saying, even the parshios themselves, the entire parsha, you have to write Kadashli, And before Vahayik V'yacha, those two in Parshas Bo, and then get to the later ones, Pashma and Vahayim Shemoa. Shelo yechzar afilu os achas mishabur kadidus, yelo takana acharkach lashlima kidel kaman besif chav gimel. As it says later on in Sif Chav Gimel. So what does it say in Sif Chav Gimel? Says the, we're just first finished reading this Mishnah Berurah. Pasal haino tefillin sh'asam yasam parshios. Aval parshios atzman lo nifsalu. Tefillin that were written, these were out of order, so it's pasal. But the parshios themselves were not nifsal. Kegonim hischo lichto parshios v'haya keviyacha. Yuchal etzarif lazeh parshios kadesh b'tefillin acherim im yodeh b'vadeh shechlef kodem elu. Right, you could put this parsha together with another parsha that you know was written earlier. Dilafachi savik Torah lechumra, because if not, savik daraisa lechumra. Good, says the Mishnah Berurah. Now the Rama says, look what I wrote later on. Look what is written later on. Lamed Beis Chaf Gimel says the Shulchan Aruch. In Matzah Shechiser Osachas. What happens if I find out? I realize there's a letter missing. There's a letter missing in the Torah. Letter missing in the Tefillin and Mezuzah. Ein lo takana, says the Shulchan Aruch. What are you going to do by Tefillin and Mezuzah? What, you can't just stick in a letter. That would be a lack of Kesidron. She'im kein ayiko suvin shelo Kesidron. Upsulim yishud dechzeh v'hayu b'abai yisan yehu. What can you do? V'im yiter osachas, if you have an extra letter, you're allowed to erase it. Yesh lo takana, de she'igro osayim hu pesof tevo b'tchilasa. Avon li be'emsa teva lo, mishud dechzeh yeh nir kishtei tevos. Okay, there are details. But that is the halacha. You don't have a way out. But what's the only way? If you could erase everything until the end, then it will be okay. Let's say I'm missing a letter, the 10th to last letter I'm missing. So if I erase all the 9 last letters, so then I could write the letter that was missing and go straight. And then it will be Kesidron. Then it will be okay, as long as there's no Shem Hashem in what I have to erase. Because I'm not allowed to erase Shem Hashem. So it's tricky. It's tricky if I'm missing a letter by Tefillin and Mezuzah, so then that's the only option that I have. Mr. Baro, Umay Rishim Mikan at Sofa Parsha, Yeshem Hashem Nimchakim. The reason that Ein Lo Takana, you have no way out, is because there must be a Shem Hashem included in the words that are to the end. The Lav Hachi Yigra at Sofa. Because if not, you can erase it, until the end. So this is the halacha of Kesidron. The Mr. Baro now has the following suffix. What happens, let's say I'm going to erase till the end. The 10th to last letter is missing. So I'm going to erase till the end. Am I allowed to first write in the letter that was missing and then erase what's left? Or do I have to make sure to erase what's left first and then write in the letter and go? Meaning, if I first write in the letter and then erase, so retroactively, I could look at everything and say, okay, this tefillin was written Kesidron. But at the moment that I wrote that extra letter, it wasn't Kesidron. It was written after what's after it. And then I erase what's after it. So the Mishnah Berurah says, it might be a good idea to be choshesh for that. To first write in the first erase everything, and then the extra letter. So even at the moment that it was written, it was Kesidron. That's the Mishnah, in the Bir Halacha here. Ein Mishnah Berurah di lav hachi yigrod, right? You're supposed to, if you could erase the rest, it's okay. Rotzel omar. Zimitchilo yigrod biacharkach yichto mashachas v'men ol alon. You should first be gored. First, scratch out what's left, and then go straight. Di lav hachi tsarich iyun. Kiven de be'es haksiva l'nechlev kisidron. Because it's a fascinating lumdish question. At the moment that I wrote this letter, if I leave it as is, it's shelo kesidron. Because this letter was written after everything that was written afterward. But then I'm going to erase it. And then I'm going to make it all kesidron. Is that good enough? So the Mishnah Berurah says, sarach iyun, if that would work, if you don't do it in that order. But if you look in the Tshuvas Lahoros Nasan, you look at Rav Nasan Gestetner's Tshuvas, in Chelek Hei Sif Gimel, he says, you have to do it that way. You have to make sure. First he says, I have 5 rayas that you don't have to do it that way. Right, first he says, you don't have to, and this is where our Gemara comes in. Chelek hei sif gimel. Hey gimel, says the Rav Nasan, where is this? Here, in Chelek hei sif gimel. So he says this question. Tavshin Mem Vav, 1986. Tfilin asher besofa parsha shniya hechzer tevas kimei. So this is okay. You're missing the 4th test letter in 4th to last word in Vahaya. Kimei ha-shamayim al-aretz. The sofer forgot kimei. Left it out. So what do you do? So this is an easy one. You just erase the last 4 letters and you just You know, it's the last four letters in Tefillin. So it's okay, because all the parshiyos are in together, everything's good. So the Shulchan Aruch quotes, he quotes the Bir Shonach, he quotes the Mishnah, he quotes the Bir Halacha. And then he says, I think there are rayos that you don't have to be so machmed about this. Why? I'll give you a couple of rayos. Number one, the Shulchan Aruch says in Simen Samach Dalet, Shim Karla Kriyashma La Freyelo Yatza. If I said Kriyashma out of order, I'm not Yotzei. What does that mean? The Seder Apsukim. Let's say I messed up, I skipped a pasuk. I did pasuk number 1, 2, 5. And then I want to go back to pasuk 3 and 4. So what do? I do 1, 2, 5. And then I go back to 3, 4. And then I do 5 again. So when I do 3, 4, that's right after I've done 5. So at that moment, it's out of order. And then I'm going to do 5 again, and that'll make it in order. So doesn't that show that at the moment, even if it's Shalok Kisidron, it's okay? Right? So it says that's a raya. Raya number 2, our Mishnah. What happened? You did the blood of the Sa'ir before you did the blood of the Par. So what does the Mishnah say? Just do the blood of the Sa'ir again. What do you mean? The blood of the Dam, Par, is Shalok Kisidron at the moment that you did it. You're going to fix it afterwards by doing the blood of the Seir, now making a Sidron, but at the moment it wasn't. It must be that's good enough. It must be, as long as you fixed it afterwards, that would be okay. Fascinating. That's number 2. Second Raya, right? Number 2. Number 3, he says, Nida Samach Gimel, right? This is a postik who has Shas on his fingertips and can bring everything together. Rayas. Remember the Gemara, Nida Sama Gimel. One, in those days, they were able to test through a certain type of solution whether something was Dam Nida or other type of blood. Right? They had this test. They had 7 different liquids that they would put onto the stain, and there was a question whether it was removed or not, and that they would be able to tell if this was blood of a Nida or other blood. And you had to do it, says the Gemara, in that order. You have to soak the item in that order, says the Gemara. Im havir l'shiva samanim hamavir nesakesem shalok kisidron lo asav lo klum. Right, it doesn't work. It's not a good test if you did the 7 simanim out of order. V'im hiktim shniim l'rishonim. Right, what happens if you did the second one before the first one? So what do? Shniim l'rishonim. Shniim alulo v'lo rishonim. Pirush Rashi, the shniim shahayelo lahave rishon alulo v'rishonim sheve rishon lo alulo v'chihader mitzrachina lavurinu basar shniim havalei kisidron. So again, if you missed one, then you'd just, you know, fix one of them, do the one that you were supposed to do earlier or later, but the one that you did later, that's fine. You don't have to do that one again. So again, the same kind of idea. If I do something at the moment, it's no good. It's Shalok Kisidron, but then I could just fix it into Kisidron. So you see all of these rayas, or one more. What happens? Megillah. Hakori is a Megillah Lamafreya. Right? I had this once years ago. Right in the middle of the Megillah, a couple of people got a Hatzalah call. So they came back, and what do they have to do? They didn't hear the Megillah. So they heard the last 2 Prakim. They came back. They came back in the middle. So they heard, let's say, Parak 1, 2, 1, 2, and then the last Parak, the last 2 Prakim. And what is it? Parak, not Parak Tes? Parak Yud. So they heard 1, 2, 9, and 10. So now they're they just want to hear 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. So the answer is no. They could hear 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8, but then they got to hear 9 and 10 again. Right? They got to hear 9 and 10 again. But the at the moment, 1, 2, and then right, if he says Imdile kips a pasik asheni vikara ashlishi, if you skip pasik 2 and you read pasik 3, Yasu Azak Shani. Just read pasik Shani, even at the moment, it's no good. And then you go straight. Right? So again, all of these 4 rayas. That if something needs a certain order, even if at the moment that you did it, it was out of order, as long as you fixed it in the continuation, you're good enough. So why don't you say the same thing here? Say the same thing here by the suffix of the Mishnah Berurah. If the Torah is if the Tefillin of Mezuzah is missing a letter, write it. Then you can erase it, and then fine. So he says, no. He says all those cases are not like this case. All those cases are not like this case. What's the issue? Why does it work by all those cases? You basically say it's Kilu, you didn't do it. That's what you're allowed to say. Let's say, in our case, you did the blood of this Seir, then you did the blood of the Par. So all you have to do is the blood of the Seir again. So you know what the halacha basically says? The first blood of the Seir, ki'ilu, you didn't do it. It's not that it was Shalok Kisidron, the Dan Par was Shalok Kisidron at the moment that you did it. It's, halacha allows you to ignore certain actions that you did. Ignore the first one, right? The case of Kriyashma. Right, you read the first few psukim and the later psukim, and you're going to go back to the middle ones and then go straight. So it's keilu you never read the first psukim. So it's okay. You're allowed to go. It's not considered shalok kisidron, but here you can't. It's written at the time that you wrote this extra letter. The later ones were written. It was already had a chalos shame shalok kisidron, says the Lahoros Nasan. Avo benidon didon. If you write this extra letter that you forgot before you write the later ones, nimsha shebishas ksiva saos chal al ozed din ksiva shelo kisidron. It already has a chalos shem psol. V'yimkein eich yuchshar shuv ozed adi shachar kach yimko kesaos yasanosafos. You can't fix it afterwards, and therefore, I think the bir halach is safek is a real din. It's a real din, you have to make sure not to do it. Meaning if there's a letter missing or a word missing, you have to first erase what's left, even though you have all these rayas seemingly against that, but he thinks they're not the same. And therefore, that's what you do. And there, he says at the end, the last four lines of the Tshuva, he says, Lumdus is what this question relates to, is Kisidron a din in the Maisak Siva, or a din in the Totsa'a of the Klaf, the Parshias, having been written. Right, that's a chakira. Is it in the act or did in the result? Or is the problem doing the earlier one later or the later one earlier? Right, there's also a question that might have an afkamina. But anyway, this is the Tshuva Shel Rosh Nasan relating to this regard doing it shelo kisidron. Okay. Also, a question in the Poskin. The Piskei Tshuvos quotes this, and the Shevet Alevi has a question. Let's say I'm going to erase the rest of the let's say Kimei Shemayim Al Haaretz, those last four words. Do I have to mamish erase all the letters afterwards? Can I just passel them? What if I erase half of each of the letters? So it's just less work for the sofer. I don't want to erase the whole thing. I'll erase half of each of the letter. And then I'll go straight and fill in each letter properly to make it kosher. It could be a lot of extra work. So that's a suffix. That's a machlokes. Whether you have to erase everything or you could just leave it in a state of psul. A state of psul. That's what the, Piskei Tshuvos discusses a number of Achronim, and the Shevet Alevi also discusses. Piskei Tshuvos discusses: is there a problem of Shelo Kisidron where one of the letters, let's say a letter in the middle of the tefillin, it just the ink spread so it's touching another one of the letters? So it's not really a pasul letter, but the tefillin are pasul. You need mukav gvil. You need space on the cloth surrounding each letter. So he discusses that those are more of external problems. Those are not problems, therefore you're allowed to fix it. You're allowed to fix if the ink got rubbed out, if it's you can still see the letter, but it's very light, and you want to darken it, right? All those sveikos, that doesn't ruin the kisidron. But this is all by tefillin and mezuzah. You do not have such a halacha by Sefer Torah of kisidron. That would be a big problem, right? If you have a problem by a Sefer Torah, every time you have that, so that would be a pretty problem. The Radvaz says this beferish. You know why the Radvaz says? But the Vahayu, I think, is by tefillin. We extend it to mezuzah. We extend it to mezuzah also, but we don't say it by Sefer Torah. Says the Radvaz in a tshuva, Chelek Aleph Simen Shin Yud. Because if you need it by Sefer Torah, you would never have a kosher Sefer Torah. Right? V'im tish'al, lama lepa Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah has a higher kedusha of tefillin and mezuzah. How can you say there's a less of a standard by Sefer Torah than by tefillin and mezuzah? It says, V'im tish'al, lama lepa Sefer Torah, disbe kedusha tfei, lo be'inan kisidran, umachshirina le hatlia. You could like add in a letter. Yesh lomar, says the Radvaz, di'im lo kein lom timsa Sefer Torah kasher la'olam. What, every time you get a psul, you have to erase the whole rest of the Sefer Torah, and some of there's going to be shemos of Hashem there, so you're not going to be able to erase. I will tell the mezuzah. I did the zutar kosev achrini v'zibar. Right. So there is a marsham that says, "Well, that sounds like just a practical problem." Okay, it's impossible. It sounds like lechadchilo should be kisidron. When it's written, it sounds like at least lechadchilo the sofer should write a kisidron. Right. Let's say a sofer, he loves parshas some other parsha, so he wants to write other parshias before he writes the earlier parshas. So it sounds like lechadchilo that shouldn't be done. right? Because the reason that it doesn't apply to Sefer Torah is more practically, it's just impossible. But lechatchila, it should be done. But there is a tshuva of the Ginas Vradim. The Ginas Vradim is early Achron, 1650 to 1712. 1650 to 1712, Rav Avraham ben Mordechai Alevi, he was a posek in Egypt, in Cairo. He has a chumrah. He has a chumrah. That even though in a Sefer Torah you don't need Kisidron, it doesn't have to be written in order, but each name of God, the Shem Hashem, has to be written in order. You can't write Yud and then write above and then add in the hay and then add in the other hay. That's his chumrah. He bases it on a Zohar. That the Shemos of Hashem have such power and such magic that happens in Shemayim, whenever a Shem Hashem is written, it has to be in order. Yudke Vavke. Right? It has to be written in order. That is the Shuv of the Ginas Vradim. And it's very Lamaisa, because sometimes the ink will fade on one of the letters. And you can barely see it. So you're going to add in the ink. But what if it's the middle of the Shem Hashem? So then it's not going to be Kisidron. So this is a discussion. All the other Achronim say there's no basis for this in Nigla. Right, there's no source for this that you would need this. That's the Binyan Sion. The Binyan Sion in Siman Tzadi Vav says, right, the Rav Aruch Laner. The tshuva is just about going over letters in the Torah that are rubbed out. If there's a problem of menumar, is there a problem of mechikas Hashem? If the Shem Hashem is written, but I'm writing over it now, so I'm making it stronger, but am I erasing the earlier one by writing over it? That's his discussion. But at the end of that tshuva, the last five lines, he says, this Ginas Vradim, I think it's wrong. I don't think there's any raya to this, and I'll bring you a raya. I'll bring you a raya. A fascinating raya. Let's just read his words. Umasha chashash, that you have to write the letters Shem Hashem Kisidron. Lo yadati me'ayin nira lokein. Ki beposkim lo ra'isi haskara mizeh. I never saw this anywhere. Rach b'tshuvas Ginas Vradim. Right? And the Ginas Vradim quotes, b'shem gadol echad. I have the Ginas Vradim here, but he says, b'shem one gadol. U'be'emes rayosav chaloshim. His rayos are weak. And look at the Radvaz. The Radvaz says, Sefer Torah does not need Kisidron. He's not machalik. He doesn't say, oh, the shemos of Hashem need Kisidron. No. The Radvaz says none. He says, I'll bring you a raya. I'll bring you a raya. What's the raya? We had earlier, if you remember the Gemara's in Daf Lamed Zayin, Lamed Ches, at the end of that parak, those people in the Beis HaMikdash who were Zecher Tzadik Levracha, and those that were Shem Risham Yirkov. Remember, there was people who didn't share the ingredients and how to make the Lechem Apanim, and all the people in the Ketores, they wouldn't tell who the Malashin was. So after the dust settled in that Gemara, they all were doing it L'Shem Shemayim. They didn't want the people to know it was post-Churban how to make the Lechem Apanim, except for one, Ben Kamsar. Who's Ben Kamsar? They knew how to write in a very fancy way, right? They would put four different feathers between their fingers, and they could write one word at once, right? Word at once, and that was they didn't want to share that. But they didn't want to share that. Says the Binyan Sion. V'chacham echad hevi raya lazeh mi bar Kamsar sheyakosei dal reosios Hashem keechad v'ginu chachamim. The Rabbanan were like, why don't you teach this to everybody? But what's clear from there? It would be kosher if it was done. It would be kosher if they wrote Shem Hashem at one time, right, with Yud Kei Vav Kei. But one second, EF Shalat Sam same. It could be, even though you write it all the same, maybe the second letter, you know, was finished before, a millisecond before the first letter. You can't know exactly if it's, but you see that's not a problem. You see it's not a problem, right? Chacham weren't worried about that. They were just the opposite. They wanted this skill to be taught. It must be Harai, there's no problem to write the Shem Hashem in that way. It's a Raya Gedola that you don't have to worry about that. The Minchas Yitzchak writes in the Tshuva that maybe even the Ginas Vradim would agree that if it originally was written Kisidron, now you're just fixing it, that would be okay. Maybe his point was only the first time it's written in the Torah. It has to be written Kisidron. But if you're fixing it, which is generally how it comes up, so then it wouldn't need Kisidron. So either way, this is important halacha. Is one little detail about Ksiva, Sefer Torah, Tefillin and Mezuzah. Tefillin and Mezuzah have to be written in order. The Parshios and the words, Tefillin and Sefer Torah does not, because that would be impossible. And a raya from our Mishnah about what if it's not written Kisidron at the moment, and then you fix it, basically, in the continuation. Would that be okay? We'll stop here.